doors closing.
Hi, this is Ryan Hoppy's mom, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Mm-hmm.
With Ryan Hoppy.
Yes, now.
What?
No. If I hit this button, boom, the whole program's gonna start.
Okay, well, hit it.
All right.
Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2. Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Always going in, never doubt it. Never worry about the dollar. Need a source or trending topic. Be the hottest, search about it. Competition microscopic. Never copied. I'm a giant, rolling weed up. Now we flying. H-O-P-P-E.
Yeah, it is Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's Friday. I didn't mean to turn off the music so abruptly, but you know how I begin the show on Mondays by playing A Case of the Mondays? We're going to start playing this scene from the movie Friday.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get you high because it's Friday.
Yeah.
You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you for the next 2 hours, approximately. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Ah, what the hell's going on in the world?
This is not headline news.
Yeah.
Today is National No Pants Day, which is why Monday is National Meet with HR About Inappropriate Behavior at Work Day.
These jokes at the prep service provide are better than late night hosts.
For the 7th straight season, CBS was the number one network for total viewers. On Social Security. On her new album, Barbra Streisand will duet with Mariah Carey, Paul McCartney, and Bob Dylan. The listening party will take place at 4 p.m. at Denny's. Bill Belichick is defending his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson.
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
Moving on. And a 115-year-old British woman was named the world's oldest person.
I did.
But she declined the honor. She says the title is jinxed. This is not headline news.
I can't do it. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. Did you know that today is National Brother and Sister Day? Something I can't relate to.
Hello and welcome.
Today is National Brother and Sister Day.
It is National Siblings Day.
You're my brother.
That
is something I can't relate to.
Are you siblings?
My siblings.
I am a spoiled only child.
We're the siblings.
Celebrate Sibling Day.
One big happy family.
One big happy family.
You can make a whole day of it.
It's showtime.
Sometimes I wonder what it would have been like if I would have had siblings. I probably would have been less narcissistic.
An overturned truck covered a Texas highway in 8 million dimes, sparking a wild frenzy of drivers picking up like 3 dimes and saying, this is actually hard, let's just go.
Wow. I love how Colbert, his team writes that joke for him, and he's like, that's a good joke. You're out of touch, because you're a douche.
The CEO of Zinn is now arguing that nicotine has misunderstood and has cognitive benefits. Yeah, every time I see a guy spitting in the street, I think, oh, that's a beautiful mind.
According to a new study, drinking champagne could reduce the risk of sudden...
Shut up. Jimmy Fallon's been freaking funny lately, man.
Mm-hmm.
He gets the Ryan Hoppy seal of approval.
Yeah, every time I see a guy spitting in the street, I think, oh, that's a beautiful mind.
According to a new study, drinking champagne could reduce the risk of sudden cardiac arrest.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it increases the risk of getting wasted at brunch and spending your Sunday afternoon passed out on one of the IKEA sample beds.
Yeah, you know a joke is never going to be funny if it's that long-winded. All right, it is Friday. The party has just begun, okay? Does that work with you? So we're going to come back on Happy Hour, and we're going to get this party going right after this, okay? Do I have your approval? I don't care either way.
Happy Hour.
Happy Hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Oh, you sit up! Sit the hell up, man!
Niggas told me bring it hardcore, swing it hard for the hood. And I said, cool, it's all good, because I'm a shot, he has passed myself. And I can relate to niggas who don't be straight with them nines and 3/8. Contemplate flows, anything goes. We going out back to back, throwing blows, fucking hoes. And pulling out straps, handling beers, and going half on big stacks. And probably sell some crap like fuck it. I got to see some money, busting fat raps until they love it. Fire don't dub it, cause it's on to the break of dawn. If I go to jail, my niggas got the bail behind my moan. And that's how it is, shit is tight, all day and all night. Niggas against living tight for life. When the going gets tough, that's when the tough get ignited. For my niggas locked down and indicted, we gon' get some shit on when you get out. You ain't missing nothing, just a bunch of motherfuckers frontin'. They used to be rolling, but now they ain't shit, cause they let a bunch of busters infiltrate they click. And I'm only down with the niggas that's down forever. Never, not fair weather. I'm only down with the niggas that's down forever. Never, not fair weather. Roots of my dogs at? To the front, to the back, where my dogs at? Selling weed, crack, where my dogs at? Hitting your girlfriend's cat, where my dogs at? Locked down, but they'll be back. It's like the definition of who's rolling with you, cause everybody ain't your fucking friend. And that go for these bitches too. Now,
now where my D.O.G.C.'s at? Your crack that's the past, and let your nigga live up that bitch. And I don't tip that cup from the stand. I'm hit just like a trooper. Good for five on that live sack, I'm finna go swoop up. Can't get grub with a stamp for the camp in its own lab. And don't be bitching about no grams and a tampons. And always down forever and for whatever, y'all. She ain't that roulette coach, that hoe, you know you better not call. Cause when shit's deep, a freak don't speak. She got niggas fast like they saw me, cause this a bitch, she don't sleep. Niggas cool and drinking, but she fall through with a group. Been it's time, she burlin' niggas, but girly, she know the cue. And I'ma do you solid, cause you don't be the one. Peepin' niggas bought some bullshit, 911. Never asking why I'm in jail, still posting my bail. And I got more yell and hair from down ass female. And I'm only down with the bitches that's down forever. Never, not fair weather. I'm only down with the bitches that's down forever. Never, not fair weather. Where my hoes at?
To the front, to the back.
Where my hoes at?
Selling weed and crack.
Where my hoes at?
Getting cash for them stamps.
Where my hoes at?
But they'll be back.
I lick a shot in the air for my niggas who ain't here. I'm pouring out beer, throwing up prayers, hoping that they didn't go to hell, cause I'm destined for the same place. A lavish lifestyle's a wild goose chase. The consequences, I ain't rolling with no niggas who ain't strictly representing. That's my word, my major concern. Ain't niggas talking shit. We're holes in they game like reefer burns. We niggas to the curb. I got the gun and the clip, reunited like peaches and herbs. Fuck what you heard. Real niggas get ripped. Jealousy is
is up. That's why you got to have your own clique. Everybody like, fuck it, with nothing to lose. Put some with some on the weed and the bruise. That's how we do it. Catch 22, be a self-contained unit. Somebody should have told ya, roll with us or get rolled the fuck over by a real street soldier. And I know ya tripping, reminiscing this and that. And all
I got it.
You both is playing.
Catch 22 with Down Forever.
With the niggas that's down for clever, not fair weather.
Put you St. Louis hip-hop.
Forever, not fair weather.
For an underground show to play underground music. What a concept. Also because of copyright.
Hitting your girlfriend's cat. Where my dog.
Oh, geez. Hitting your girlfriend's cat.
Where my dog's at.
To the front, to the back.
Where my dog's at.
They selling weed.
I must have misheard that.
Where my dog's at.
Hitting your girlfriend's cat.
Yeah, he said hitting your girlfriend's cat. We got Jesse the photographer here. Can you believe this? In this rap song, they hit their girl's cat. Who the hell hits a cat, Jesse? He nods in agreement. All right, there you go. This show's very unconventional today. It's off the wall, including someone who had road rage and pooped on the hood of another car.
Oh,
yes.
Oh my God, you're a slut.
Wow. Sounds like things are really going well in this country. Mm-hmm. A woman, a mom specifically, booked a massage at one of the brothels on accident.
I accidentally had a massage at a brothel.
Oh, yes. That happened to my ex. It's the one on 4th Street, one of the 9 million of them.
Went and just had a massage the other week after the gym. My neck was sore. Well, since then, I've found out that it is a full service. There were flags, and they were red and waving. And when it was halfway through, a guy walked in and he was like, oh, no, I'm going to wait for that other person. And I was like, yeah, whatever. She's actually giving me a great...
You're just hearing the moaning.
...massage. But then she didn't change the towel or the face thing or anything when I left.
That's kind of gross.
Left, she was just like, out, next.
Here's your sperm towel. It's kind of gross. 856-49-HOPPY. There was a mom who had a messy car, and she's getting made fun of it about it on TikTok.
Trigger warning, it's about to get ugly.
It's time to clean the car.
Slob.
I mean...
Listen, sometimes when I get depressed, my car will be a little messy, but you're a slob.
This is just not right.
Yeah.
Here's a dinosaur. Footballs. Look at all this chocolate in here.
I will tweet out the video at Ryan Humpy Radio.
I know what you guys are going to say. How can you let the baby be in the car? How can you drive in the car like this? This is another thing that we've been blinded to that we are working on making it better. And yes, the baby is in the car with me.
Shut up. You're a terrible mom and you're a deadbeat. Just being honest.
Today on TMZ.
One might say Donald Trump is a knucklehead.
Yeah, I think that's one way to put it. Knucklehead, alleged pedophile, pedophile island resident.
Because he looked at Knuckles and thought MS-13, and it ain't so.
He's asked about Kilmar Abrego's Knuckles. There's a picture. Yeah. Someone has photoshopped MS and the numbers 13. President Trump believes it to be on his knuckles.
He's got MS-13. That was photoshopped. Don't photoshop it. Don't look at his hand.
God, he's just always babbling. Shut up, dude.
It's so obviously not what Trump thought.
I think that he has these aides who try to tell him and he doesn't listen.
That feels maybe familiar. Right,
but what?
Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds supporting Hugh Jackman.
Didn't Hugh say...
Yeah, if I'm Hugh Jackman, I'm like, get the hell away from me, you mutant.
He's like a huge Swiftie. That's got to be awkward.
Oh my God.
He's like in the middle of that feud.
I mean, I worked for Mike Calta, and I was a fan of Bubba the Love Sponge. You just end up being fans of people.
There's no feud anymore.
Oh, there's a huge feud.
Every Swift fan knows that there's no feud anymore.
Why do all these Swifties romanticize a picture of Taylor, which is probably insufferable?
Why would Travis unfollow Ryan?
Yeah, why do you unfollow Ryan?
Why? Because who cares? You know what?
I care.
All right, shut up. I bet you're never the problem in relationships.
I care about that.
Ben Affleck saying one of the greatest days of his life was playing catch with Tom Brady.
I felt like a 10-year-old kid.
Those two would be good wingmen if they hit the town together.
Hell yeah, he'd be wingman of the year.
Who'd you rather hang out with?
Ben.
I think I'd pick Tom. You can ask questions.
Like nice. What?
Do you have dreams still?
You think I got Tom Brady and I'm like, what are your dreams?
First question, take your shirt off,
yes!
Right?
There.
Hell yeah.
Second question, take your pants off.
Neither of those are questions.
Selena Gomez and Benny are detailing their first kiss.
When you feel something behind a kiss, it's completely different.
No one feels anything from a kiss.
You've never felt anything from a kiss?
Back in the day when you were like making out with a girl, you didn't feel anything?
Oh, I like, what feeling are we talking about?
Oh man, they're freaking funny today.
And now, what legal drama? It's Date Night, starring Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman.
Oh, yeah, they probably had a threesome. They ran a train.
Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds are all smiles supporting their BFF, Hugh Jackman.
It's so vapid and fake. And if you think it's real, you're stupid.
So they went out in New York to support Hugh's opening night of his new play called Sexual Misconduct of the Middle Class.
You know nothing about middle class. You're an out-of-touch elite.
Which is, ironically, about tackling consent and the Me Too movement.
All right, so there's, what else is going on in the world of TMZ?
Today on TMZ.
Okay, Donald Trump had a town hall last night.
Yeah, of course he did. Look at me!
I asked him a question about Harvard, and somehow that turned into Harlem.
We had riots in Harlem.
It's Stephen A. Smith, that moron.
And people from Harlem went up and they protested.
This is bizarre. I think it's because he saw a black man talking to him. Even though the word was Harvard, he's got to talk about black issues.
He ends up getting to Harvard,
though.
He
does get to it. Did somebody pass him a note?
Yeah, someone definitely came in and said, sir, Harvard, not Harlem.
He's stupid.
Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner at the Lakers game, making out.
Who does that?
Behind closed doors.
Look at me. We're at a basketball game. No one cares.
Why do you guys hate PDA so much?
Because it's nauseating and gross.
Have you ever dated anybody and in public, you just cannot help but make out with the person? You hate kissing too? I don't know.
I can't listen to this one. Blah, blah, blah. 856-49 happy. It's 856-494-6773. Done. Oh, what's going on? I hear.
Happy Hot Topic!
I am very lucky that I have so much hair because at the rate that I've been losing hair, I'm going to be bald in about a week.
Kyle Richards' daughter, Sophia Umansky, is sharing her experience losing hair after taking the weight loss drug, Manjaro.
Why does every girl have to take a weight loss drug? I don't mean to yell, but women out there, to every single one of you, you look better when there's more to love. When there's more to spank. I've seen girls that were great being like thick, like a little chubby, and all of a sudden they lose weight and they look like a skeleton.
About 4 months into taking the GLP-1 drug traditionally used to help patients with type 2 diabetes.
I don't want to be skinny, but I don't want to work for it. I've lost 7 hard pounds in the last 2 months, and I look a little skinnier. I'd rather do that than be like, oh my God, you took Ozempic.
Manage their weight. Sophia says,
I would say like maybe for the past 3 weeks to a month, I've noticed a dramatic hair loss situation. So sorry for the zooming in and the graphic visual, but I really need you guys to understand.
She filmed her hair that came out. Gross.
The depth of the situation.
I wonder if it was any other hair besides the one on her head.
This is everything I brush out of my hair before the shower and everything that comes out during the shower.
I don't think it's a direct result of the medication. I think it's a direct result of rapid weight loss because of the medication.
Duh!
And not eating enough vitamins, protein, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so you're not eating and you're just being a slob. How about that poop smells?
Like at the beginning of starting this medication, I was just making sure I was eating enough. I wasn't really thinking about like enough protein, enough vitamins, all that kind of stuff. So
you weren't taking care of yourself.
I think because of that, I have started losing hair.
All right, so there's that. Sounds like things are going really well for her. Mm-hmm. Oh, what? is going on here. Let me see what we got.
Michelle Obama is making one thing clear. She and Barack are in it for the long run.
Yeah, they're too narcissistic to just break up and admit that their marriage is a sham. They're just keeping it going to go.
The couple has been together for 33 years, marrying in 1992.
Mm-hmm.
And on the Diary of a CEO podcast, the former first lady, alongside her brother, Craig Robinson, shuts down rumors of marital strife with Barack Obama.
I would have problems with my husband. Everybody would know about it.
Because you're the worst.
Yeah, I'd be like, look.
Oh, jeez.
And let me tell you, and he would know.
Let me tell you, I'm a narcissist and insufferable to be around.
Know it, and everybody would know it. I'm not a martyr. I'm not, you know.
No,
and
you You're the definition of one. You're just saying it because you're insecure that you are a martyr.
Be problem solving in public. And be like, let me tell you what he did.
Listen, if they
podcast now as well.
What about your flaws, honey? You ever address them, or is it always the man's fault?
Are we ready? Wait, but if they were having a problem,
yeah,
I'd be doing a podcast with him.
The becoming author believes people give up too quickly on marriage, saying she's in it for the long haul.
The beauty of my husband and our partnership is that neither one of us was ever really ever gonna quit at it, because that's not who we are. And I know that about
him. They just need to have some sex, man. Just bang each other out.
And he knows that about me.
Michelle praises therapy, advocating for every couple.
Yeah. I wonder what their therapy is like. She seems like the type of woman where it's always a man's fault and it's never, ever her fault.
To seek counseling.
There is so much friction built into the equation. And if you're not getting help, talking about it, going to therapy.
Then what are you doing?
Just understanding how things are changing and how do you continuously renegotiate your relationship with your partner.
Yeah.
I just see people quitting.
All right. That seems to be the word. She doesn't want to admit. She's from that boomer generation where she's saying that if you give up on a relationship, you're quitting. No, it's just not working. You guys can't even take a picture without looking like you hate each other. Mm-hmm. I'm going to post this picture on RyanHoppyRadio.com. It was Alabama Barker, the alleged side chick, kind of. It's just the daughter of Travis Barker. Mm-hmm. And she posted some pictures and some lingerie, and oh my God. So freaking hot. Brandy Glanville says, Alexis, Texas, and I have mutual friends in porn. They were seen out in the bum. I, you know, we've seen them. I don't want to be crass. Talk about watching them have sex. Mm-hmm. It is always weird. Like I've met many porn stars, and I'm like, I was watching you do that last night.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching you just lick, and okay, you got it. I think you got the point. I try not to be too crass on here, but porn's a part of life. Last time I checked, right? Mm-hmm. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You tweeted me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. This show is for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. I don't care where you live. As long as you're listening, that's all that matters. Spread the word. HOPPE Radio on all major podcasting platforms. We will be right back on Happy Hour. Hang on.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Here's Feral Kelly. And Shad the Poet with Man Down. I produced this song 12 years ago. Oh, just...
Yeah. Niggas don't know how hard it fucking took. Even to fucking record this song, it's like shit was going against me. You think I give a fuck about none of that shit? Hell no, man. What the G? Run up on a nigga like pop. Them shots fired. Them shots fired. Yeah, them shots fired. Run up on a nigga and he drop. That's a man down.
Man down.
That's a man down.
Yeah,
that's a man down.
Yeah.
Run up on a nigga like pop. Them shots fired. Them shots fired. Yeah, them shots fired. Run up on a nigga, then he drop. That's a man down. That's a man down. Yeah, that's a man down.
They call me Swizzy, nigga.
I'm Swizzy.
Cause that's my nickname. I mark this rap game and call that shit Sting. These lames ain't shit, nigga.
Ain't shit.
Although they shit lame. I'm saying fuck these hoes. And then your bitch came. But I might get her name.
Yeah.
I know she'll let me.
I know.
And we can kick it, girl.
Yeah.
And call that Jet Li. I'll beat that pussy up. That's what's my bet, G. And now I gave her another reason to say nobody hit it like this. Ill type of shows, ill type of clothes, ill type of ass ring, ill type of hoes. Tell all my haters go on, maybe speaking. If they ain't learned my ill type of flows, ill type of grind. Money on my mind, you can find me in the lab working like overtime. Nobody ever hit the track like me. Shed on the beat and you know that's heat, nigga. Run up on a nigga like pop. Them shots fire. Them shots fire. Yeah, them shots fire. Run up on a nigga and he drop. That's a man down. That's a man down. Yeah, that's a man down. Run up on a nigga like pop. Them shots fire. Them shots fired. Yeah, them shots fired. Run up on a nigga and he drop.
Yeah.
That's a man down. That's a man down. Yeah, that's a man down. Funny how friendship often turn to hatred. When they see you doing bad, they won't help you make
they
it.
Won't.
I don't leave my life to chance. I go out and take
I
it.
Do.
That's why I gotta make it. That's why I gotta make
I
it.
Do.
All my haters get no recognition.
I
remember when niggas ain't had no pot to piss in. My opposition is usually fucking optimistic. But that can't help them when hollow tips leaving bodies missing.
Run up on a nigga like pop.
Them shots fat. Them shots fat. Yeah, them shots fat. Run up on a nigga and he that's a man down. That's a man down. Yeah, that's a man down. Run up on a nigga like pop. Them shots fired. Them shots fired. Yeah, them shots fired. Run up on a nigga and he drop. That's a man down. That's a man down. Yeah, that's a man down.
Live life good, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck all your haters, eh?
Fuck you, Kelton. Love you, though.
I'm screaming fuck all mine.
Fuck you, Dizzy, though.
Shit.
Little bitch.
Now, you feel me? Hey.
Oh, just.
That's real, nigga. That's how you kill it.
That's how you do it.
If you didn't know.
Nigga.
Bitch!
STP, nigga. Remember that fucking
suck
name.
A dick.
Bitch.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
What up? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. This following segment has been brought to you by DZBZ Honey at DZBZHoney.com. When I tell you it's the best Delta 8 CBD honey around, I'm a man of my words. It comes in the form of a lollipop. Lick the lollipop, the wrapper. A honey stick or a jar of honey. However the hell you want to get high, go to DZBZHoney.com. And at checkout, use promo code HOPPY, H-O-P-P-E. This is also being brought to you by Fortify.com. F-O-R-T-I-F-E-Y-E.com for the best pre post-workout around. And Fortify.com. use promo code Dizzy as a bitch. I mean, Ryan 20 to save 20%.
Doors closing.
And now, something completely different.
It's time for Hoppy in the Morning.
It's Hoppy.
It's Scott Rizzuto from The Riz Show in St. Louis, and you're listening to my man, Ryan Hoppy, on The Hoppy Hour.
Hey, this is Tom Bernard, and you are listening to Hoppy Hour with my friend, Ryan Hoppy.
The golden age of radio is alive and well on Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Other stations.
Happy hour starts with a grin so slow.
Oh, sure.
Ryan at 6'9", reaching for the sky.
I got it.
Cat name Luna.
What up, Luna?
We sneak these streets where they tap their feet. Whispers of secrets in the midnight air.
I got it.
Hoppy brings the heat with his devil may care.
Whatever.
It's about love with a twist of
woohoo.
Celebrity news like stories untold. Tuning together.
856 49 Hoppy. That's 856-494-6773.
That'll make you feel right.
You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com.
His voice leads you into the light. Hoppy hour starts with a grin so sly.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
She wasn't allergic to you.
She was, I was so disgusting and repulsive.
Selena Gomez's relationship with her fiancé, Benny Blanco, had a cute but embarrassing start.
Every relationship does. You're kind of weird at making out, kind of weird at going down on them. You just got to do the same thing in repetition.
On the April 29th episode of the podcast Table Manners with Jesse and Lenny Ware, Selena and Benny told the story of how a cozy second date led to their first kiss and the only murders in the building actress breaking out in a rash.
So we were hanging on our second date and I don't even remember what, did we cook or, I don't know what we did, but towards the end of the date, we were just sitting in the living room on the couch. And
he's got a very soothing voice.
We were playing We're Not Really Strangers. And there was a thing where it said take a selfie with the person next to you. And we were already kind of like lounging. She got right on my chest and took a selfie. And then right after, I just looked at her and I said, oh, I got to kiss this girl. And I kissed her right away.
Fuck me.
And the
good kiss.
Can I say something?
Very good.
Can I say something? Can I say something?
Sure. It's about my breath.
Right away, she was like, her like heart started beating so quickly, and she started getting a rash on her face, and she was so nervous because she hadn't, you know,
she wasn't allergic to you.
She was a
what a passive aggressive comment.
Yeah, I was so disgusting and repulsive. No, she was so...
He's got that humble little beady vibe.
So nervous and hadn't...
I hadn't liked anyone in a very long time. So some kisses are for fun. And then when you feel something behind a kiss, it's...
What about on the unconventional cheeks?
Completely different. And I'd been alone for about 5 years, with the exception of... a few shitty dates here and there.
Yeah, you know, a few hiccups and I regret.
But never felt that way. And I was a little embarrassed, but he was like, are you okay? And I was like, no, I'm fine. I didn't want to be like, I like you.
Man, Justin really ruined her. Let's be honest here for a sec.
Ew, I really like happened. You.
So do you take Benadryl when you're...
I'm only with Ben.
I feel like I've taken Benadryl listening to this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was
Benadryl.
Yeah.
No, I can't listen to this. Okay. Not everybody's meant to do a fucking podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Cannon. Baby mama drags his $10 million balls. One of Nick Cannon's baby mamas is actually grateful he insured his balls for $10 million because if he's not going to show up, at least his junk might do something useful. She posted a clip about him. Nick Cannon saying why he has his testicles for $10 million. And she reshared it and said, funny, any plans on seeing your child? It's been over a month, Nick Cannon, but good to know she'll get some of your money if anything happens to your balls. That's what you get when you have a kid. What a womanizer. What a scumbag deadbeat like Nick Cannon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not defending him being a deadbeat then, but that's what you had sex with. Of course he hasn't seen his kid in a month. He's probably on the other side of LA and it's hard to get there. He has kids in like all different parts of LA and has like 9 jobs. He's a deadbeat, okay? I hate to break it to you. It's like, no, that's bothering you, whatever. But he is a deadbeat.
Mm-hmm.
This year has been full of the highest highs and the lowest lows of my life.
Oh, shut up, Blake. It's all self-imposed, you dummy.
Blake Lively getting candid on Late Night with Seth Meyers.
Oh, you know, they're doing a kiss-ass interview over there. There's no integrity.
No surprise, I've had like a pretty intense year.
You got that right.
Oh no, how is she going to survive being a bitch?
The actress has been wrapped up in a legal battle since December, when she kicked off a series of back-and-forth lawsuits with her It Ends With Us co-star slash director Justin Baldoni, claiming he was inappropriate on set of the film, which...
Oh, but you're such a perfect angel! Shut up!
Which is all about domestic violence.
No, Lily, stop!
No, please just listen to me.
It's them running in the hall. Blake Lively and Baldoni.
Promise me, Lily.
I didn't know he was coming.
Stop.
Baby, please,
stop.
Just stop.
Wow, this aggression between them by a stairwell seems very real. They're not just acting here, folks.
Justin's denied any wrongdoing and, for the most part, stayed pretty quiet.
Yeah, I would too. I've had to deal with smear campaigns from that slob known as Mike Hilton because he was mad I left the job. And you know what? You just keep your head down because cheaters never win.
You're right, Blake!
Blake's also been skipping press, avoiding interviews at the Another Simple Favor premiere.
Yeah.
The late-night appearance now her one and only interview.
And it's a kiss-ass interview. Seth Meyers is a beta male bitch for not asking anything about it. You're whipped. You want to be accepted so badly. But it's pathetic because you're whipped.
Mm-hmm.
You and Ryan Reynolds. Mm. Just being honest.
For the sequel.
You think I want to make you pay? I see so many women around afraid to speak, especially right.
Yeah, they're afraid to speak because you made up a lie. So now you're making people that actually went through it look bad.
Now afraid to share their experiences.
Dummy.
She did also speak out at the Time 100 gala, though.
All right, we don't need to hear about them. Blah, blah, blah. All she does is freaking bitch. God. Man, what's going on here?
Matthew Knowles is giving a special shout out to his ex-wife.
That is Beyonce's dad.
Music executive takes to Instagram May 1st to celebrate Tina Knowles' latest career achievement. Posting a pic of the 71-year-old holding her new memoir, Matriarch, which she released last month, writing, Tina, congratulations on your New York Times number one bestseller, Matriarch.
I wonder if he really means that.
Matthew's sweet show of support for his ex comes just a week after Tina, who shares daughters Beyonce and Solange Knowles with the businessman, reflected on their over 30-year-long marriage. Explaining on the April 24th episode of SiriusXM's Gail King in the House podcast.
Yeah.
And when you look back over your life and your marriage with Matthew, you said...
What about your love life with Oprah, Gail King?
Listen, we had some difficult times, but it seems that you both have figured out a way to navigate what had been very painful for you.
Yes, absolutely, because that was a long time ago, and...
I banged so many guys since then.
What I've said over and over is that, yes, I had some really tumultuous, terrible times with Matthew, but I never questioned whether he loved me or my kids.
That's good. It's almost like he's a good guy, and you messed it up.
The former couple tied the knot in January 1980. Tina then filed for divorce in 2009.
That was a long time ago. That would have been like talking about a divorce from 1993 and 2009. I hate that. When you do the math, like the same amount of time between 1995 and 2010 is 2025 and 2010. Ah! We're getting older and we're going to be dead someday. No!
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
That Female Productions, TM.
Marcy, say it.
I'm here.
Kings County, say it. Brooklyn.
This here's the coldest winter, weather June or December. Hearts are frozen over, and despair's the agenda. The children sleeping in their dreams, they weep for direction. Parents reminiscing when they peaked at perfection. This is a sad session, worse than the Great Depression. When it's less, that's when motherfuckers learn their lesson. When it's beat, that's when cowards be ducking and stressing. Bulletproof vesting in the closet, claustrophobic and locking. People trying to see a better way, not a life scheme, turn into a pipe dream and get away. Niggas looking for a change, not a pocket full of change. Much more than a chain in a range. Chessboard turned checkerboard, it's the metaphor for the world and the whole rap game. Always gotta handle self properly, feed the baby so I'm making moves constantly. When it's blood in the street, by property. Ain't no motherfucker out there stopping me. Got a heater that'll lay a nigga sloppily, like a slug going on a gun shopping spree. Father, the Lord of the Rings, the fellowship was broken at the fall of two towers. It's the return of the king.
I said the king, you heard me right, return of the king. Drop a tune, you wear a sign, spiritual bling. Father, the Lord of the Rings, the fellowship was broken at the fall of two towers. It's the return of the king.
In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. Like in the beginning, I am the originator, a nigga most imitated, the king of the quick. See me, you sick? I am. Damn, my prestige from ancient is royal. Abraham rendered to me your temper, the spoils. The ancient of days say the scared, the hope be gone. Be a thousand times more powerful like Obi-Wan. The game lame like the Lakers if Kobe gone. Billions were made in my name, they owe me one. You say it ain't me, you don't really know me, son. Been dragged through the mud, come up spotless and glowy, son. You can never get away from the sensei. You can better technique, never seen yet. The greatest and still ain't who I'm destined to be yet. Bitches won't bring you high enough to see me yet. My style's high style, your style's my style. Come on, back a nigga down, smack a nigga down. Fuck the Lord of the Rings, the fellowship was broken at the fall of two towers. It's the return of the king.
I said the king, you heard me right, return of the king. Drop a tune, you wear a sign, spiritual blame. Father, the Lord of the Rings, the fellowship was broken at the fall of two towers. Return of the king. I said the king, you heard me right. Return of the king. Drop a tune, you wear a sign, spiritual blame. Father, the Lord of the Rings, the fellowship was broken at the fall of two towers. It's the return of the king.
From Marcy, born and bred and bled, street cred, I'ma do it today, nigga.
I'm here.
Yeah,
nigga.
Yeah. Kings County, we got love for bound. Roll with the circle, the squares can't get around, nigga.
Seth the King, you heard me right, return to the King. Drop a jewel, you wear a sock, spirit you blame. Father, the moon at the rings, the fellowship was broken at the fall of two towers. It's the return of the King. I said the King, you heard me right,
oh,
return of the King. Drop a jewel, you
oh, yeah.
Spirit you blame. The moment of rings, the fellowship was broken at the fall of two towers. It's the return of the King. I said the King, you heard me right, return of the King.
I think it's the return of the King, right?
Happy Hour will be right back.
Sure, me and Ryan. Hoppy.
That's me.
Hoppy.
Did you know that's me?
Mm-hmm.
It's sure, me and Ryan. Hoppy.
This following segment has been brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. When I tell you he's the best MMA trainer in all the Bay Area, I'm a man of my word. Women's self-defense classes, kids classes, MMA classes, whatever the hell you need, go to Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. 2700 22nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg. This is also being brought to you by WestChaseprinting.com, the best printing company in all of the Bay Area. Business cards, posters, yard signs, whatever the hell you need, I go there at WestChaseprinting.com. This is being brought to you by Rich Kaley, Master Barbershop. They're RichKBarber.com. When I tell you he's the best barber in all the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. 4545 West Kennedy Boulevard. But you can't just show up and go, "Hey, Rich, can I get a haircut?" No, you gotta sign up at RichKBarber.com. And when you do, you'll save $10.
It's you and me, Ryan Hoppy.
This is also being brought to you by CounselingOnCall.net.
You and me, Ryan.
If you live in Florida or Maryland, you need help with your mental health, CounselingOnCall.net.
It's you and me, Ryan.
Tell them I sent you.
It's you and me, Ryan.
For all the info on his sponsors, RyanHoppyRadio.com or in the podcast description of this podcast episode. We recorded 12 episodes so far of the Hammer and Hank Show. H-A-M-M-E-R-I-N Hank. And we have a playlist on Spotify. And here is the award winning PSA from Hammer and Hank. Does that work with you?
Hello again, it's your favorite San Francisco DJ, Hammer and Hank. I may look normal, but the truth is, I have a condition known as autism. That's right, it's a condition, not a disease. Fact is, autism can strike anyone, regardless of who they are. People with autism normally have difficulties in verbal and nonverbal communication skills, social interactions, and leisure activities. In a recent study, people with autism are less likely to have a job and more likely to become homeless. I beat the odds by having loving friends and family, having a college education. I have even worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality for many years. Always remember that people with autism want the same things as you, to be happy and successful. To find out more about autism, please contact your local mental health center or visit autismspeech.org. This is Hammer and Hank, and I appreciate your kindness.
Happy Hour!
Hey, this is Lex with the nationally syndicated Lex and Terry Radio Network. There are so many podcasts out there that are just effing horrible. This guy is not one of them. Now back to Ryan Hoppy with the Hoppy Hour.
Hey, everybody. This is Terry James from the nationally syndicated radio show Lex and Terry, and you are listening to Hoppy Hour with my man, Ryan Hoppy.
Hey, radio listener. It's Kevin Klein from Klein Alley Show on 106.7 K-Rock in Los Angeles. Perhaps you've never heard of us. Maybe you have, but who cares? You're listening to Hoppy Hour with my boy, Ryan Hoppy.
Triggering middle-aged dudes since 2012. This is Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Happy hour.
Oh, it is.
Time to laugh with Ryan's Pop.
I got it.
Wacky fun and silly joke.
Mm.
Happy Hour loves his folk.
Woohoo!
Happy Hour.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Hour.
Mm-hmm.
With Ryan Hoppy.
That's me.
Yeah, he's the topper.
Yeah.
Join the crew. Crazy story.
Woohoo!
Ryan's here to make.
So passionate about this show right now.
I'm beginning.
Freaking sweating.
Happy Hour.
I'm a sweaty guy.
Because
of my hyperhidrosis.
Never sloppy.
Mm-hmm.
Got your popcorn, got your drink.
Oh, what's turn going up, on? 856-49 Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773.
Hoppy Hour's here to stay.
Yeah.
Making smiles every day.
I got it.
Real fun around you.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
Kanye West is accusing his dentist of malpractice and causing a nitrous oxide addiction.
Oh, yeah, that might be a you problem.
Kanye West and Bianca Censori, who sparked breakup rumors in early April,
yeah,
but appear to be together in recent weeks.
Yeah, that poor girl's being held captive.
Are accusing Dr. Thomas Connolly of malpractice in a formal notice of intent to sue sent by their attorney.
I love how the biggest scumbag being Kanye West is mad at others for being scumbags to him. That is called karma.
It's from Golden Law. The document, obtained by E! News on May 1st,
yeah,
accuses Dr. Connolly of supplying Kanye with copious amounts of the anesthetic while he underwent cosmetic dental treatment from 2024 to 2025,
yeah,
leaving him to fend for himself with a serious induced addiction. Kanye and Bianca's lawyers write to Dr. Connolly, "You repeatedly administered or supplied nitrous oxide, laughing gas, and or other sedative substances to Ye in quantities and frequencies that had no legitimate dental or medical justification."
Got it.
Their attorneys allege that Dr. Connolly also instructed Ye on how to self-administer nitrous oxide and continued.
Yeah, that's not good. He really shouldn't know how.
Giving the Grammy winner access to the gas when he started exhibiting distressing neurological symptoms and erratic behavior.
All right, which is his whole existence.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
This is sad.
I've loved him since I was 18 years old, and it's a big adjustment.
Dolly Parton is opening up about her life without husband Carl Dean.
Yeah, it's got to be weird. You're with him for like 62 years.
2 months after her longtime partner.
That was 2 months ago? Oh my God.
Died at 82 years old. The country music icon speaking with Today on May 2nd. Sharing her grief journey as she learns to live without her husband of nearly six decades.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I get very emotional when people bring it up. But yeah, we were together 60 years, just trying to change patterns and habits. And I'll do fine. And I'm very involved in my work. And that's been the best thing that could.
Well, just kind of enjoying the time you have left.
It happened to me, but I'll always miss him, of course, and always love him.
The 79-year-old singer also reflected on the aftermath following Carl's death, praising the love and support from.
So they were together for 61 years, but the reporter said almost six-decade relationship. That's 6 decades, dummy!
Her fans.
There was this little boy on social media, he's about 8 years old, we're told, and he had this, he had the perfect reaction when he saw you in this parade.
Got very emotional that day after the parade because there was just so much love like that.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, right after I had lost Carl, and I was just so bottled up with emotion, and I just got in the van and just boo-hooed for the longest time, just feeling all that love and emotion.
What a sad music to end the video. I mean, it's a sad topic. This is a sad topic.
The Corporation for Public Broadcasting dismissed President Trump's executive order to axe taxpayer funding for National Public Radio.
Leave it alone. He's just mad that NPR doesn't side with him.
NPR and the Public Broadcasting Service, PBS, arguing they aren't under the White House's thumb. CPB is not a federal executive agency subject to the president's authority. The corporation's president, Patricia Harrison, said in a statement Friday, Congress directly authorized and funded CPB to be a private nonprofit corporation, wholly independent of the federal government. Trump signed an executive order late Thursday.
He loves signing things because it makes him look like he's doing something, even though he's a moron.
That aims to slash public subsidies to PBS and NPR, alleging bias in the broadcaster's reporting.
What about your bias, you moron?
The White House, in a social media post announcing the order, said the outlets,
do you know the whole world's laughing at us, Trump? Because of you!
Receive millions from taxpayers to spread radical woke propaganda disguised as news.
That you talking about yourself.
Consuelos and Kelly Ripa are celebrating their 29th wedding anniversary.
Time flies when you have a vapid marriage.
The Live with Kelly and Mark co-hosts celebrate 29 years of marriage on May 1st by sharing heartfelt tributes of their life together. Mark posts a video slideshow to Instagram with various snapshots of the duo, including images of the...
Alright, so they're in love. Whatever!
Aren't you dating Jada Pinkett's niece?
Damn, I just knew you didn't know about this. I was...
You went public and you posted it!
I love how Shannon Sharpe's talking about other people's personal lives.
Bow Wow and Jade Pinkett Smith are officially dating.
She's freaking cute.
The Like You rapper initially sparked rumors with Jada Pinkett Smith's niece, following a New Year's celebration photo of the two dressed up, ready to go out. And now, Bow Wow has confirmed he's off the market.
Oh, that's sad. A Bow Wow!
In an interview with Club Shay Shay, the artist says,
aren't you dating Jada Pinkett's niece?
Damn, I just knew you didn't know about this.
You went public and you posted it.
I just... you good.
He did have some bangers back in the day. Like You, Let Me Hold You, Fresh As I Miss, Out of My System, Basketball. He was a... He had a lot of good songs, man. And he's not bad live. I saw him at the Millennium Tour. A shout out to Bow Wow.
I would have known that you'd hosted it.
That's what I was insinuating. I'm trying to keep it low key. I'm trying to.
Well, you try to keep it low key, but you're famous, so that's not going to happen. And I saw this headline here. It made me really pumped up because I hate what McDonald's has become. McDonald's suffers worst U.S. sales decline since 2020. Yeah, it's almost like we don't want to pay fucking $15 for a Big Mac, you dummies.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks. Over.
What I was doing before I even knew how to rap.
What was that?
Follow you round, find out where you hide it at.
Okay,
tell you off, turn around, make you bad.
That's right.
right. Matter of fact, tell whoever you plug with.
Tell them.
Try to tax me, I get on some stick up shit. I say it's a gold, run in your crib. Lay you on the floor, put the pole in your rib.
Holding
like
your
you know what this is, homie, open that safe. You either lower that quick or catch a hole in your face. See, around the way I'm known for doing home invasion. All types of grinding licks, nigga, you name it. About business, gotta get it, pimping, I'm about money. It's what'll happen if this rapping shit don't work out for you.
Rap don't work, it's back to the block. I'm in the kitchen, they go cooking the brats. We make it pop, pop. I'm good with the pot, now what it do, what it do? We ready to rock.
I keep
rock.
The faith on my mind. Stay on the grind. You never catch a hustler struggling, that's out of line. I'm steady flipping zippers, flipping zippers, flipping dimes. And I bet you ain't with a chopper, ain't precise it in mine. Still cock and squeeze, I ain't gon' talk about it. I treat this money like the fop and never leave without it. Yeah, if you got it, and I'm feeling like I want it bad, I'll stick his ass up fast for that little cash.
Give it up,
you want it done right, better do it yourself. The more mix you hit it with, the quicker it melt. I'm in the telly with some baggies in the digital.
Digital
county in the back, mixing up the chemicals. Yeah, the rap don't work and niggas still gotta eat.
What?
You wanna be big Ruger, keep a lot of heat.
Yeah,
even my baby mama keep it in the baby seat. Show money, blow money, yeah, of the week.
Rap don't work, it's back to the block. I'm in the kitchen, they go cooking the brats. We make it pop, pop. I'm good with the pot. Now what it do, what it do? We ready to rock, rock.
If rap don't work, I ain't finna trip. I'ma take it to the block and chop another zip. Fat rat sitting back watching Dro tip. $100 bills busting out the money clips. Another hit, check the spins on the BDS. I'm a star and they ain't see me on the TV yet. Even if it's wet, I'ma make it flip. Rap don't work, it's back out of town taking trips.
There he is, come on. Hey Mooney, I see you got your buzz up, but if rapping don't work for you, what you gonna do?
Back to the block, baby.
There you have it.
Work, it's back to the block. I'm in the kitchen, they go cooking the brats. We make it pop, pop. I'm good with the pop. Now what it do, what it do? We ready to rock, rock.
Oh yeah, that was L.E.P. Bogus Boys with If Rap Don't Work, 2008.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh yeah. Let's go through all the sponsors right now. I never get freaking podcasts that begin their show with like seven live reads or sponsors. I'm like, who's listening to that? If I were that sponsor, I'd be pissed off. But what do I know? A lot. This following segment has been brought to you by Cheeky Mouth Guards at GetCheeky.com. When I tell you it's the best way to quit biting on the side of your mouth, I'm a man of my words. GetCheeky.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. Shimmerwood CBD drinks at Shimmerwood.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. GetGoodFeels.com for good vibes THC drinks. Go to GetGoodFeels.com and use promo code HOPPY to save 20%. OldGlory.com for the best t-shirts around. Use promo code HOPPY to save 15%. Garden State Distillery Dirty Vodka. GardenStateDistillery.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 15%. Aspire Green Tea Drinks at AspireDrinks.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Afura Coffee. AFUERA Coffee.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. FSDrinks.com. For the best boba around, use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Oh, you're looking for the best beef jerky? BigForkBrands.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. And finally,
Are you looking for a good energy bar? QuantumSquares.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. All of these are on my website, RyanHoppyRadio.com, R-Y-A-N-H-O-P-P-E, radio.com. I would hope you know how to spell radio. Or it's in my podcast section. So whenever you listen to Hoppy Hour like you are right now, in the podcast description is all of that. We're going to come back on Hoppy Hour. Keep this party going and going. But let's hear from Hammer and Hank. But you can hear the Hammer and Hank Show with Henry Oaks and Ryan Hoppy on Spotify by searching up Hammerin, H-A-M-M-E-R-I-N, Hank Show, and check it out on his podcast feed.
Mm-hmm. People of autism are often treated like they are different. Believe me, we are. Hi, this is Henry Oaks, but my buddies may have known me as Hammer and Hank. I was labeled as slow when I started school. Come to find out at the age 12, the doctors decided I was autistic. Now at the age of 48, I have completed an associate degree in radio broadcasting and worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality. So yes, I am different. People of autism have no needs, no different than you. Laugh, love, and learn to get an education and join the workforce. I did it, and so can anyone else of autism. So when you meet someone of autism, don't feel sorry for them. Work with them. Find out for yourself that autism isn't a disease, it's a condition. To find out more about autism, please visit autismspeaks.org. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen.
Doors closing.
And now, something completely different.
It's Hoppy Hour!
Hey, what's up? It is Kevin Ralston, host of the KVJ Show, and you are listening to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hey, what's going on? It's Virginia from the KVJ Show at 97.9 WRMF, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour.
Hey, it's Abe Cannon from 98 Rock, and you are listening to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
He had daddy issues and is attracted to women with them. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hoppy Hour.
Fuck you, Dizzy.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Yo.
Ryan Hoppy on the mic, bringing down the scenes, NBA drama, living out the dreams, ex-wife's wild, and stories about the queens, dropping knowledge, bombs all in on the schemes.
Hoppy swoops, man, he knows it all.
Oh, I do.
From scandals to the court, rise and fall.
Mm-hmm.
Tune in, now you'll have a ball.
Oh, yeah.
Hoppy Hour.
Last night, it was the New York Knicks taking down the Detroit Pistons.
Presence, true Hall of Fame. Hoppy spills the tea, ain't playing tag.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Oh, Jalen Brunson.
Bridges to toss it in. To Brunson. Defended by Thompson. 15 seconds left. Brunson takes a peek at the clock. Thompson digging in defensively. 8 seconds. Brunson stops on a dime. Launches! Oh, yeah!
Oh, he hits the three-pointer in the Motor City.
Jalen!
He shuts up Detroit.
Brunson buries it.
Oh, yeah, he did. I mean, that's a gangster shot. Look it up online.
A dime. Launches. Oh, yeah. Jalen Brunson buries it.
And then it was the opposite. Russell Westbrook missed a layup. And then the Clippers hit the dagger three-pointer to tie the series at 3-3. Now, you know why I think the Clippers will probably lose Game 7? It's because they have James Harden, who's never clutch.
To be able to stay in this game.
Harden desperation. Harden puts it up. No good. Jokic Hawkins with the rebound. Yeah. Westbrook on the run out. Westbrook
just misses the layup.
Powell knocks it back.
And then the Clippers get the bar.
And Batum secures it.
Batum's still in the league, man. It's crazy.
Great hustle by Batum.
I'll tell you what, though. They got another. They just dodged a bullet. I do not like the way the Clippers are finishing this game.
Oh, really? Then you know what happens, right?
Kawhi Leonard with Murray Autumn. Brown joins. Harden now. Five to shoot again, late clock. Batum, extra pass. Powell, flyby.
You don't like how they're ending the game? You stupid fucking announcer, and then this happens. That's all the cheering of a team you're wrong about. I love when a role player kicks ass. All right. So we all know that Bill Belichick's girlfriend is insufferable. She's an absolute brat. She's dating him for the clout. And she supposedly was an absolute nightmare on the set of Hard Knocks. And she was a nightmare when she was in the Dunkin' Donut commercial. But hey, if you speak out about Jordan Hudson, then I guess you're sexist. No. It doesn't matter what gender you are. She's a brat.
What is Bill Belichick doing?
Well, this is a very slippery subject for me. I'm not sure what's...
It's a bad look, Charles. Just be honest.
What's going on?
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
You're a brat. You're literally a brat that'll come to life.
No.
No.
I might actually reach out to him and make sure everything's good.
Blink twice if you're being held captive, bud.
It's not a good look right now.
From concerned friends like Charles Barkley to getting completely roasted on late night. I
mean, his idea mill and his muse.
I would blow up my brand and distance myself from my fans for one moment in her company.
The 73-year-old.
Wow, that's freaking funny. John Mulaney show.
Girl coach appears unbothered, standing by his 24-year-old muse, who he...
Yeah, he's getting laid! By the way, is that the style to wear a shirt that's torn? You look like a boomer at the beach.
He says was, quote, simply doing her job.
Yeah, but she's a brat. You don't just interrupt an interview because you don't like where the question's going. So pretty much she's using you to get ahead. She's giving you ahead to get ahead.
For shutting down the question. As for what job that is, well, this is what we know.
Jordan Hudson, 22, Hancock.
She used to be Miss Universe or whatever.
Just 9 days, the former Bridgewater State University cheerleader.
Oh, so that's why she's a brat. She's an entitled cheerleader.
Will be competing to be Miss Maine, USA for a second year in a row.
Oh, yeah. I mean, being pretty in Maine's not that big of a deal. By the way, Bill Belichick, you're being used, Brian. You don't even realize it.
Now, according to Jordan's LinkedIn page, she has a cosmetology license from...
Oh, that's so cool. Where'd you go to Palm Marshall?
From the New England Hair Academy. She's a henna tattoo artist, and she's listed as the chief operating officer of Belichick Productions.
Which means that she's wearing the pants in our relationship. Bill is whipped. Is your ass sore from being whipped, bud?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks.
I'm joined now by National College Sports Reporter at The Athletic, Brendan Marks, who has done some digging into the growing influence Jordan has over Bill's personal and professional life. She has referred to herself as the chief operating officer of Belichick Productions.
She's just using Bill. It's pretty sad, man.
But as you've reported, there appears to be no registered company by that name. What is going on?
Yeah, that's correct. So Jordan does have several businesses. Belichick Productions is not one of them. Either in Massachusetts or in any other state.
Jordan also seems to have a type.
I'm not saying she's a gold digger.
In 2022, when she was around 21, she dated 62-year-old businessman Joshua Zuckerman. The pageant contestant has amassed a real estate portfolio worth a reported $9 million.
Good for you. I bet it comes from daddy's money.
She's also sat in on a meeting with the Croatian president, but this interview isn't the first time she's gone viral. Mm. Earlier this month, Jordan was spotted fixing Bill's pants and...
In some ways, she kind of looks like she's 40.
Miking him up from the sideline of a University of North Carolina practice.
Can you imagine? She just walks around like, honey, you don't even have any memory of 9/11. Shut up.
Despite not being employed by the university.
All right, so there's that. And then there's this.
Bill Belichick's daughter-in-law is speaking out against his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, after the 24-year-old interrupted his CBS Sunday morning interview.
You know they hate each other at Thanksgiving dinner. Mm-hmm.
Hudson went viral for an awkward moment in which she shot down journalist Tony DeCoppo's question about how the couple met, with the CBS Mornings co-host also noting in the segment that Hudson was a constant presence during their interview.
Yeah, she's just so insufferable. I bet her energy is just rotten.
You have Jordan right over there. Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship.
I don't really care what others think of me.
They've got an opinion about your private life. It's got nothing to do with them, but they're invested in it. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks.
Nah, she is.
Try to do what I feel like is best for me. And
get your woman in line.
And what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
It's a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on.
Yeah, did you meet her at a brothel with Robert Kraft?
Many people online began sharing their opinions on the couple, who have a 49-year age gap, including former Patriots players Rob Gronkowski and Julian Edelman.
Of course they're going to defend their boy.
The ex-NFL stars came to their former coach's defense on...
Duh, of course they're going to. They're brain-dead from the CTE. They have no morals. I've hung around a lot of NFL players. They're all scumbags.
Claiming that Hudson has become his representative on top of being a girlfriend.
Coach Belichick and this whole interview thing.
Yeah, you know, he's my boy. He gave me a shot in the NFL when everyone else didn't want to. I'm Julian Edelman, so of course I'm going to look sad when I coach.
With Jordan, people are giving an unfair reality of what's going on.
What? What is fair then?
Because she was...
What are you talking about?
Jumping into that conversation during the interview. Just like any PR person would jump in when there's an unnecessary question.
But you jump in professionally. You don't go, I'm going to make it about me and be a bitch.
That probably didn't go over in the pre-production meeting. From
You guys are so just nauseating, man. All these professional athletes. Oh, we can't have questions asked of us. We think we're better than you. Shut up. You have brain damage.
What I've heard, Jordan is playing the Bears role, handling all the football ops, handling a lot of his social, a lot of his PR. When you look at this situation and you say, oh, this is his girlfriend.
Yeah, he's limped.
Jumping in. I think that's unfair.
No, it's the fucking accuracy of it. It's his girlfriend using him, Jillian. You're just embarrassing me that one of the greatest coaches ever, your guy, is whipped.
I think she's actually working with Coach Belichick in the professional world, and she probably went and said, hey, no, we're not doing that.
No, man, I did. But you can say it nicely. You don't have to be such a little douche.
Doesn't that always happen whenever
it's the perfect way to describe her. She's a douche.
You do an interview. Do you not have a representative there?
Yeah, she's becoming his representative on
Yeah, Gronk doesn't like her.
Top of being a girlfriend.
Comedian Nikki Glaser agreed with their take, commenting under the clip.
Of course Nikki's going to be making about me. I try to be an edgy comedian, but when people are offended, I say sorry. Shut up.
100%. She's acting as his publicist. Publicists do this during interviews.
What, act like Prince?
People are out for blood. However, Belichick's daughter-in-law,
who would probably know?
Jennifer Schmidt Belichick, who is married to his son, Steven, replied to Glazer's comment with a different take. Publicists act in a professional manner and don't storm off set delaying an interview. She wrote, potentially referring...
What did Nikki Glaser say to that? Nothing!
...to a TMZ article which alleged, through sources, that Hudson stormed out of the room and delayed shooting for 30 minutes.
Douche. Narcissistic. I bet your dad didn't love you growing up.
The outlet also claimed that she interjected numerous times, even when the coach was answering questions related to football. On Wednesday, Belichick released a statement defending his girlfriend as he alleged that the 8-minute interview did not reflect the productive 35-minute conversation he and DeCoppo had. He also claimed that he clearly communicated to his publisher's publicist that
I don't care!
Any of his promotional interviews will only focus on the contents of the book.
All right, there you go. And then there's this.
We've got a juicy one for you today on next episode now, folks. The NFL world was abuzz last week when Jordan Hudson, Bill Belichick's new girlfriend, shut down an interview about their relationship. And now, her friend Kelly Stafford is speaking out in
The other cloud-chasing moron!
Defense of her right to privacy.
Mm.
Kelly thinks...
You don't deserve anything! You're fucking famous! You're famous to famous people! You are famous and related to famous people!
Thinks it's fair game both ways if she doesn't want to talk about how she and Belichick met.
All right, there you go. Kelly Stafford. Making it about you! And then here's Kirk Minahan and Dave Portnoy talking about it.
You know, everyone's talking about this, and the first time I ever discussed it was with you, Dave, during Surviving. I think it was whatever that was, late August, early September.
Mm.
And we were talking, you said, yeah, we were trying to get Belichick to do a podcast. And you said you had to go through his girlfriend.
Pathetic.
The entire time.
Beta male. You make Alec Baldwin look like a man.
That not as much then. That was early. I think I did tell you that. I was at an event. I had met Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And it was clear she ran the show. Like, right. She yeah. managed...
She's using him to get famous. She doesn't love him.
We both were together at a speaking gig. He's
more than three times her age.
And she just ran the show. It was very obvious.
Was it clear that she was crazy?
No.
Really?
I mean, is it clear to you now that she has some issues? I mean, what
I don't
are we
know
doing
what's
here?
Going on. I mean,
he's trying to be nice because that's his favorite coach.
Let me put it this way. I know her and I know him, and I'm going to see them, I'm sure, in Nantucket.
Yeah, that's why I don't care. I'll say it. She's the worst. Everybody else in the sports media is afraid to say it. I'll be the one to say it. She's insufferable.
She sees everything that is said. Now, am I afraid of her? No.
Maybe a little bit.
Am I going to sit here and really go out and be like, she's the craziest person I've ever seen?
Okay.
No, because I don't want to be awkward when I'm carrying my watermelon from Stop and Shop. And I
so then,
fucking
once again, you're whipped.
Bump into her.
Mm-hmm.
If listen, I laid the scenario...
Have some integrity!
If I go to you 6 years ago, you would say I'm out of my fucking mind.
Outwardly, it is an insane... Now...
I just...
And I don't know if this clip from CBS Sunday Morning goes as viral without me.
That's where I first saw it, yeah.
Because I watched that show.
I think it would have got out, but...
Oh, I've said that.
That clip would-
All right, I've had enough of Portnoy. It's because of me! They're all morons.
TikTok, Cox and Duke are playing cruel pranks. Hoppy's hour almost done. Feels like robbery in banks. Ryan Hoppy on the mic dropping.
Bye, talk to you tomorrow.
He did sorrow, now it's time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio is fading like a Wilson rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums mixed in hoppy like fingers without rings. PHX to FM, shout out hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a Wilson rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums mixed and hoppy like fingers without rings. PHX to FM, shoutouts hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a Wilson rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. Like clockwork to a show. Now it's time to face the silence like a TV on snow. Ryan Hoppy held the mic with humor so divine. The void left in our hearts wider than a canyon line. Empty speaker silent vibe of coming to an end. Like a roller coaster stopping round the river's bend. Hoppy's jokes and jabs, he's our daily grind. Now silence louder than the thoughts we can't rewind. Oh, the hobby hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a Wilson rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. The hobby hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a Wilson rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
online, hoppyradio.com.
And like that, he's gone.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
I'll kick you in the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
Hoppy Hour is now over. Happy Hour is now over. Game over.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night and God bless America.
Doors closing.